I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. So last night, you know, for those of you that don't know, we do a show after the show. It's on Facebook. A little bit more funny and kind of, you know, we just basically, it's like the after show. Every show on cable has an after show. It's like the Talking Dead or Talking Bad. You know, Chris Hardwick does those shows afterwards where he's like talking to the guests. So he's talking to people and he's kind of like, you know, kind of nonchalant cavalier kind of thing. And so we do that on Facebook. People always say, well, you know, you guys are using some colorful language. Well, it's because we're not on the air. We can be ourselves and not have to, you know, use those fake swear words. We can use the real ones. Well, anyway, colorful language is one of the reasons why I've decided I wanted to talk about what I'm talking about tonight in a way. Because we were on Beyond Zero on Facebook. And a caller from Florida suggested that I do a Ground Zero show in Spanish. And it's all because I said something in Spanish to a caller. You may remember, this guy calls the show, and he says God is fake. He said Jesus is fake. And he realized that God was fake. He actually doubled down and said that God was like Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. And he says, I realized that God was fake because I studied all these different languages. And it led me to the conclusion that God is not real, that Jesus is not real, that there's nothing real about it. I was like going, how is it that, you know, learning all these languages got you to that conclusion? I mean, he said Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, and I said Tooth Fairy, just to add insult to injury. And so what I did is, just to see if he was paying attention, I ended the call with the words, que Dios nos bendigas. I said, que Dios nos bendigas. And that means may God bless us, basically. And it was my little way of saying something in a different language about God that basically reinforces the belief that something out there is actually in heaven watching us and has an interest in what we do. Well, he didn't acknowledge what I said. Then we had a caller call up during On Beyond Zero when we were on the air on Facebook. And he said, I didn't know you spoke Spanish. You had to do a show in Spanish. I said, my wife has been actually urging me to do a show in Spanish. And then when we were affiliated with Sun Broadcasting, the general manager is from Argentina. And the guy that runs the place is from Argentina. And he said that we could probably do a show from Argentina. It'd be kind of fun. But I don't know if that's going to happen now since our relationship with Sun has changed. And you know, it's different now. But, you know, when I was in Argentina, when I lived there, I read the Bible in Spanish twice because I had to. I did it so I could learn the language better. And I think that's one of the reasons why I still retain a lot of my Spanish after not using it for about 40 years. I read the Bible in Spanish. Reading it in a different language, contrary to what the caller said, I mean, it actually gave me more perspective to the nature of God and the mission of Jesus because, you know, when you're speaking, you know, a language, a romantic language like Spanish, I mean, there's a lot more heart and I said on the air with the guy, I said, fuerza. Todo es más fuerte. I said, everything is más fuerte. It's got a lot more force and a lot more meaning behind it. And I was trying to express myself in that way, saying that, you know, sometimes, like, for example, we were talking about the difference between saying, I love you. I mean, I can say I love you to Wes, and I do sometimes when he's not being a dork. I say I love you, and he gives me the finger. I say I love you to him. I say I love you to Ron. I say I love you to my friends. I say I love you to my wife. But see, when I say I love you to my wife, I mean it in a different way, but it doesn't sound that way because I say I love you to people. I love you, my audience. I love you. But when you speak in Spanish, you say, te quiero, más fuerte, te quiero. It means I want you, body, soul, all of it, right there, te quiero. I mean, I wouldn't say that to Wes. I wouldn't say that to Ron. Say it to my wife, but no one else. You don't say, te quiero, querido, te quiero. You don't say it. So when you're reading the Bible, and there are words that come up in the Bible that are, you know, más fuerte, they're more forceful, more meaningful, it gives you more perspective as to the mission of Jesus and God and his love for us and how más fuerte es el amor de Dios. It's grabbing. So, and beyond the Bible, you know, I had a keen interest, I had a fascination with a lot of spiritual activity in South America. I mean, there was all kinds of stuff. There's brujería, there's curanderos, there's, a lot of different country religions, folkloric religions. And, of course, a lot of them are based on the Bible. They're not necessarily biblical, not necessarily Christian, but they're, you know, they're kind of half-Christian and kind of bizarre. But see, I had the privilege, and I was actually able to have people around me there share their supernatural experiences. They would share their supernatural experiences with me. And many people would share stories about contact with aliens, contact with beings. They didn't call them aliens. They said extraterrestres, extraterrestrials. The word alien isn't exactly used when talking about extraterrestrials, angeles, angels, extraña, beings that are strange, things of that nature. But they also talk about, down there a lot, about the tall white beings. These tall white lanky beings with darker eyes. And they claim that they were from somewhere out in space, somewhere out in the heavens, and that these encounters were common there in South America. And around 1984, I was there, 83, 84, and I remember back then there was this huge UFO flap in South America. And I remember seeing a UFO there. It was amazing. Something, you know, that you just can't describe it because it was amazing. Big, bright array of lights, and they would be multicolored. And this UFO flap in South America, there was this major UFO sighting over Santiago, Chile. And Chile, of course, is another hotspot, but there was also a similar sighting over Bariloche, Argentina. Bariloche is this place where it's an area where people ski in the Andes Mountains, and they also have this great chocolate there. Bariloche has some remarkable chocolate that everybody, you know, when they go there, they get the chocolate and they ski. And I was in Bariloche for a little while, and it's really weird because everybody there is, you know, you can tell they're the escapees from the Nazi Reich, and they're there hanging out, and they're speaking broken English, and they have German accents when they speak. And people, you know, point out, listen, he's a German, he's got a German accent. And I kind of picked up on that because, you know, you can hear dialects if you really, really work at it. Most of the time, though, it's really freaky, like when you go into a Chinese restaurant and some Chinese guy comes up to you and says, Buenos dias, quiere comida, you want food? And you're like, oh, my God, it's a Chinese person speaking Spanish. It's so odd. But, yeah, I mean, in Santiago, in Buenos Aires, Bariloche, different areas of South America, there was this UFO flap in 1984. And, you know, people would talk about these beings that were seen, these tall white beings, these bright, they called them beings of light, la luz, but what's funny, I heard all these stories, right? And, you know, you're in the middle of it and you don't really, you think that they're just, you know, they're the farmers and the people who live in the country, El Campo, and they speak to you, and you're thinking, wow, you know, I'm sure they saw something in the sky, but it wasn't, alien. But then, you know, you hear the stories and it just chills you to the bone what you hear from these people. And it took at least 12 years, actually, before I found out what really happened back in 1984. And I actually did a Ground Zero show. Actually, I did an old Earth Mail show. And then I did when I got syndicated. In fact, if you look at Ground Zero Classics, we have a Ground Zero Classics out right now. It's my last show in Salt Lake City. And you get to hear that. It sounds really old because it was taken from the internet. And so the internet technology, in fact, when Wes was putting it together, he had to get a whole new application for it because the technology was so old that we used it to play a show, you know, back in the 90s. And it was before I left for Salt Lake City. I came here to Portland, and I was on NBG Radio Network. And I did a simulcast with Setenta Minutos, which is a show that was, it's a program with Jaime Musson. Many people have seen Jaime, you know, on several specials where he talks about, when people talk about South American UFOs, they're investigating this mummified alleged alien. But Jaime Musson and Setenta Minutos and my show were simulcast at the same time on the NBG Radio Network. And the reason why I went on the show was to talk about El Chupacabra, which, of course, was an interesting story that back when I first came to, you know, came on Ground Zero, I was able to speak with the Puerto Rican Department of Agriculture and talk to him about the Chupacabra. So we talked about that. And then I wanted to talk about something about this UFO flap that I remembered back in 1984. And a story, a very interesting story about these tall, white, lanky beings, or these strange, I guess you could call them the strange cult that lived on an island near Chile, and they called it Friendship Island. And a lot of people who are from Mexico or South America, Central America, they know a little something about Friendship Island. They know a little something about the Friendship Enigma. The story of these strange alien beings that lived on an island just south of Santiago. So I'm going to share that with you a little bit tonight. And then I got some interesting news about what's happening near the South Atlantic Anomaly. We talked about the South Atlantic Anomaly a couple weeks ago. And some interesting things have transpired since then. And so I hope I can keep you at the edge of your seat and talk to you about UFOs that are not landing on the White House lawn. Not anytime soon, that's for sure. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.